You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Faith in Christ brings healing. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Beyond the Signs.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Welcome to Victory. We started with a new series last Sunday, and I'm grateful for Pastor Michael. It was a very powerful series in the book of John. We're going to talk about the very story of Jesus, and there are certain stories that we need to take a look, and every story has its own meaning. But the purpose of the story is to really direct to God. It is directly proportioned, in line with who Jesus is. And so that's why when people started to look for signs, especially during the time of the Jews, when Jesus was there, he was trying to tell the people, hey, look, you're not just here for the signs. It is beyond the signs. And that is why we entitled the series, Beyond the Signs. And so, I'd like to ask everyone, in reverence with God's Word, pwede po ba tayong tumayo? And read God's Word in John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. Okay, here's what the Word of God says. Jesus heals an official son. Okay, verse 46 of chapter 4. It says here, so he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official, everybody say official, whose son was ill. Verse 47, when this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Everybody say point of death. Verse 48, so Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Verse 49, the official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Verse 50, Jesus said to him, go, your son will live. The man believed the word what Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. Verse 51, as he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live. And he himself believed and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. For this is the word of the Lord for us today and for the rest of the week. Let's pray right now. Lord, we come to you today knowing that you are the head of this church. That there is no one, Lord God, who can tell us better, who can grow our faith, who can cause, Lord God, our faith, Lord God, just to be astounded because of who you are. And Lord, with the help of your Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, Lord, that you will teach us, that you will show us, Lord God, how to grow our faith. Because you yourself, Lord, is the miracle worker. And you are not just here, Lord God, to demonstrate your power. But you are here, Lord God, to show us, Lord God, who you are as part of the miracle work that you're going to bring forth in our lives. That you will bring salvation, hope, and faith to your people. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone will say, amen. Please take your seats. Kagaya po na sinabi ko kanina, si Pastor Michael po nag-preach nung Sunday, and he did talk about our first lesson, our first topic last Sunday, which is the very first miracle of Jesus. Diba? Ano ba yun? Diba, remember that he turned the water to wine. And the whole deal, the whole point of that message was Jesus can radically return things around for our best. Whatever your situation is, you know what? We got to ask God for a revelation that God is concerned and God is after our own transformation. You're not just here for us to say, I haven't done things for God yet. Well, maybe that's why we're asking you to be part of Victory Group. We're asking you to grow in your faith. We're asking you not just to follow Jesus, but to fellowship with the believers. We're asking you to fish for men, but it doesn't end up there. In the midst of this, God is at work in everyone's life. And guess what? Jesus is a specialist. He wants to turn things around for our own good. Imagine when he turned water to wine. How many of you know that's a great miracle? Imagine from nothing, he created something special from empty to full. Diba? Maawas. Hindi lang yun. From good to best, God is a turnaround specialist. Are you here with me? Recently, I was watching the NBA, and in the NBA, especially if you're watching BTV of Channel 33, all right, they will give you top 10 moves, all right, of NBA players, all right, trying to show who are the best players and their moves. There was a number one of all the moves last week. This happened this week, and guess what? All right, I'm not really a fan of the Cavs, all right. But for Kyrie Irving, I'm for Kyrie Irving. But for the rest of the team, it's not. But it so happened that the number one player who made a best move of all is LeBron James, because in a matter of 2 seconds, okay, a teammate throw a pass on the other side of the court where he received, and guess what? He turned around. Parang 180 degree turn. Nasa three-point area, nasa sideline. For all, di ba? Imagine that, 2 seconds, 3-2, umiikot, tinira, guess what? Boarding, pasok. Grabe, talaga naman. Everybody was shocked. Lahat talagang mata, pati bungangan. Mangha-mangha, di ba? Pero hindi nila alam, tsamba lang yun. Tsamba lang yun. Alam mo ba, the greatest turnaround specialist? Nobody will beat Michael Jordan. Michael, do you know Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever lived on the planet Earth? All right, according to me, all right? My opinion, all right, because he's from the 90s, all right? 80s, 90s. But nevertheless, all right, God is a God who is a turnaround specialist. Guess what? In the scripture that we read, there was a man, all right, who approached Jesus, but Jesus was on a journey. In verse 46, it says here, he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water to wine, okay? And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. So again, bumalik si Lord, okay, doon sa hometown niya actually. At nangyari po nun, he just basically, in John chapter 4, she met this woman, all right, who was transformed by Jesus, and the whole town believed in Christ. And so after that, he went on his way. But towards his on his way to Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. According to some opinions or biblical scholars, when you say official during that time, it refers to not just any other official, the way we relate official today. Pag sinabi natin official kasi sa Pilipinas, di ba? Pag official ka, tipong nasa gobyerno ka, uy, official yan. Malamang commissioner ng BIR yan, undersecretary, secretary ng DNR, di ba? Secretary ng Justice, di ba? Kaya nga, di ba, they're being, di ba, interviewed, di ba? Ginigising sila sa Senate. So pag sinabi na ng official, you're referring to official whose work is in the government. But the time of Jesus, when you say official, guess what? It means royal one. It actually, this guy, according to the scholars, they would say someone was officially attached to the service of King Herod the Antipas, the one who is the king that time. So in other words, this man is not just any other official. He's not an official of government. He doesn't, you know, the kind of person who serves in the government. This came from the royal family. In other words, this man is so powerful, influential. He has all the connections and all the wealth. And he has the power somehow with his situation with his son to do something about his son's situation. That's the background. Verse 47, when this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Think about the scenario. A guy who came from a royal family, so powerful, influential, who has all the connections that he has, all the resources, meron siyang position, okay? Meron siyang hindi lang position, meron siyang pira, meron siyang lahat-lahat na. But the scenario was, he was so desperate because his own son is so sick and about to die. In other words, there was desperation. Everybody say desperation. The guy was desperate. And here's the question. In a point of desperation, what would you do? In a point where you're desperate for answers, desperate for a need to be met, desperation that all resources have already been exposed, been used, and the answer has not been given to you, what would you do? Desperation means what? There's a strong sense, feeling of sadness, loss, hope, and surrender. If you're under desperation, guess what? You're under stress. You're carrying that burden. At the same time, intense pressure. Kaya nga nung bumaba si Barack Obama, imagine this, nung nag-serve siya after 8 years. Grabe talaga, pag nakita mo si Obama noon, 8 years ago, talagang grabe yung itsura niya. Di ba? Talagang parang kala mo, napakabata, you know, as a president of the United States. Pero pagbaba, ang puti ng buhok, ang payat, tingnan mo yung eye bags, di ba? Just imagine that. But you're not talking about carrying the whole nation's affair, but you're talking about a person whose son is about to die. Think of that. There was agony, an intense feeling that where would you go when you have not find the answer to your needs? In other words, when all else fails, what would you do? May mga na-encounter kami na maririmata na yung bahay, yung kotse, walang pambayad. Ano ang gagawin mo? Tatanggal ka na sa trabaho, hindi ka kumukota eh. Ang daming competition, pinupolitika ka pa, tapos yung boss mo, talagang binigyan ka na ng taning, kailangan mo mag-produce or else, you're out of here. What would you do? Yung ba sa inyo, gustong pumasok ng UP Ateneo, baksak ilang beses na, anong gagawin mo? Mag-UST ka na lang. Di ba? Pupunta ka na abroad, di ba? Kailangan mo umalis. Kailangan, walang trabaho dito eh. Desperate ka na. Anong gagawin mo hanggang ngayon? Wala pa rin sweldo. Pambayad, mabubutulang ka na. Talagang apektado ka. Pambayad sa cable, wala. Apektado ka. Cable lang, apektado ka na. Hello? Anong gagawin mo? Guess what? You will go and approach a person who will help you. And here's what happened. The official was so desperate that he went out to meet Jesus. What do you do in a point of desperation? Number one, you go to Jesus. You go to Jesus and no one else. Pero ano yung default natin? If we are in a desperate situation, when you are in need, sino nilalapitan natin? Diba? Yung connection natin, yung kakilala natin, tinitingnan natin back account natin, tinitingnan natin lahat na kailangan natin lapitan, pero hindi natin nilalapitan si Lord. Hindi lang yon. Paminsan pag may kailangan tayo, saka lumalapit ka sa church. Naghahanap ka ng pastor, pero ang kailangan mo, hindi pastor. Hindi mo kailangan ng Victory Group leader. Hindi mo kailangan ng Kristiyano. Ang kailangan mo si Lord. Pero bakit ka pupunta sa mga taong hindi naman, wala namang ibibigay sa'yo. Pupunta ka sa akin, pagpipray lang kita. Encourage kita. I'll stick with you no matter what. But I don't have the answer. In a point of desperation, where do you go? I want to encourage you today. Open your eyes. Your friend, your family is not the answer. The answer is Jesus himself. Can you say amen? Maybe you have a specific need today. You're here today. God knows that you have this desperate need of something. Some of you don't have a desperate need of something. Some of you here, you have a desperate need for someone. Ang kailangan mo, hindi girlfriend. Ang kailangan mo, hindi boyfriend. Kailangan mo si Jesus. In a time of desperation, you don't go and check how much money do you have in the wallet or in your bank account. You go to Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The problem sometimes is many people want the easy way out. Yeah, they will go to Jesus. For what reason? Lord, sige na, bigyan mo na yung blessing ko. Lord, sige na, kailangan ko na. I need patience. Please give me now my need. Yeah, they will go to Jesus. But here's the reason. I'm going to Jesus simply because of my need. This is the scenario here. This official was so influential, powerful. But the problem is, he approached Jesus for the reason that I don't need you, Jesus, but I need the healing of my son. Many are like that today. And maybe you are here because you need something. Maybe you are here because you're seeking for answers. I hope you understand. Sometimes God has to create a situation in order for you to get his attention, yourself, so that you will go to him. Can you say amen? Many just want their needs met, but they don't want God. Kaya nga, di ba, sabi ni Mary last Sunday, wala nang wine. Paano celebration? Sabi ni Mary, yung anak ko, punta ka dun. Lapitan mo. Sabi ni Jesus, woman, why involve me? My time has not yet come. Kaya si Mary, hindi siya yung nagpe-pray. Si Mary, tinuro niya si Jesus. Hindi siya yung mediator. Hindi siya mediatrix. It is true. If she has the power right there, then okay, give the water to me. Let me do the miracle. But Mary said, you go to him. Folks, when desperation comes, even if there's no desperation moment, you go to Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Wow. Verse 48. So Jesus said to him, the whole deal is when he went to Jesus, Jesus met him. So Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Oh, pumunta ka sa akin, ha? Alam ni Lord, eh. Oh, gusto na miracle. Sabi niya ganun. Unless you see signs and wonders. Official, ha? How many of you know believe that Jesus is no respecter of persons? He will tell you honestly what's the truth. And he was referring to this man. And maybe others. He says, unless you see signs and wonders, you will never believe. Just this week po, I was downstairs ordering for a vanilla ice coffee in McDonald's. Kasi wala sa Jollibee. Remember Jollibee? Wala kasing ganun eh. Okay, buti na lang wala yung pinsan ko dito. Okay. Wala kasing ganun. Sa McDonald's may vanilla ice. Alright, and so, mag-order ako doon. Tapos, while waiting for my coffee, I saw, you know, one of our volunteers here, and they're part of the prayer team. Alright, and so, Sabi nung lady, yung asawa, sabi niya, "Uy, pastor, grabe nakakatuwa naman yung church natin. Di ba may training na po tayo sa prayer teams natin about interceding, about praying for people. And guess what? The topic this coming Saturday, which was yesterday, ito po nangyari this week, it's about signs and wonders. Grabe, excited ako, signs and wonders. Ang galing!" Sabi niya ganun. So, sa lub-lub ko lang, "Oh, wow, great." Hindi ko rin alam kung ano yun. Si Pastor Donnie was in charge with that. And so, wow. And so, deep within me, I said, "Wow, ang galing, signs and wonders." Sa lub-lub ko, kung hindi signs and wonders, hindi magaling? And then, make it to realize, maybe because, di ba, we have never seen the power of God really move, and because of this topic, it will open our minds and step out in faith for us to move in signs and wonders and miracles. I said, "Wow, that is why." And guess what? This generation and all generations, even in that generation, we're looking for signs and wonders for them to believe. In other words, in order for them to believe, they have to see first, then they will believe. But God was saying, "You don't just see, you believe, then you will see." That is why, all right, in verse 49, the official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies. Sir, come down before my child dies." Imagine he was an official, right? But he addressed Jesus as "Sir." When he approached God, Jesus, God in flesh, there was respect. Not only that, imagine he was an official. He can command Jesus. "Jesus, you know who am I? I'm in the royal family and belong to Prince Charles. You go down. You go down with me and heal my son." Can he do that? Yes, of course. But look, the way he approached Jesus with respect, and he pleaded in humility. What's the point? The point of desperation, in the times of desperation, you go to Jesus. Second, you ask in faith. F-A-I-T-H. Imagine. We're not talking about who he is as an official. We're talking about a dad whose son is about to die. And what he needed is a restoration, a miracle work from Christ. Correct? You know, this guy was an official. He could have commanded. He could have taken authority. But he did not. You got to ask in faith. Lots of people, whenever they approach God, they don't ask in faith, but they ask in need. Since there is a need, they would ask God. And sometimes, it is based and focused on the need and not in faith. In other words, there's a big difference. Yes, he was in need, of course. In fact, in this world, we will never run out of needs. There will always be needs. Yung mga anak natin, tatandayan sila. Diba? Elementary, high school, tataas ang tuition fee, magka-college, tataas na naman, tataas ang pamasahe, magta-traffic, lahat. There will always be needs. Correct? But whenever we ask God, we approach Him on the basis of faith, not according to needs. A lot of people ask God for wrong reasons. Some would ask Jesus, not according to need, but according to want. According to my own interest. Kilala lang si Jesus, kilala lang si Lord, dahil may pangangailangan. Pag nabigay na ni Lord yung pangangailangan nila, kinalimutan na si Lord. I know one time a person says, "Ano, pag okay na ako, pag itong throat ko na-heal na, you know, I'm gonna serve in the church." I know someone made that comment, and until today, he was totally healed, and you will not see him in church. Human nature dictates. We ask according to our own selfish need, which is selfishness. But here's the other kind of person that I want you to understand. Those people sometimes who's been there for a long time, who's been here for a long time probably, would ask not according to need, but according to what? Entitlement. Para nag-aas tayo kay Lord, may right ka to ask God, Lord, give me this. Imagine, Lord, I've served you. I've been in victory. I've been giving my tithes and offering. Walang palya. I've been part of victory group. I've been, you know, I never missed attending church. People are asking, not just according to needs, but according to what? The right. Lord, bakit ngayon? Wala pa rin. Ilang fasting na, 5 years na ako nagpe-prayer and fast, sinasabi ni Pastor Mark, according to faith, it will be done. Bakit until today? Kasi nga, ang dating natin kay Lord, parang si Lord, kailangan i-meet yung need natin because we've been here for a long time. Parang kinukuman natin si Lord, Lord, bigay mo sa akin to. Bakit? Kasi I've been part of your church. Hello? Parang may right ka na pinapangunahan natin si Lord, kinukumad natin si Lord dahil may ginawa ka para sa Kanya. That's not the way it goes, my friends. Jesus said, here's what He said, actually. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. It will be. That's very powerful. We ask not based on needs. We ask not based on wants. We ask not based on that we are entitled. We ask simply because of faith. But what's interesting is we can go to Jesus, my friends, as we ask in faith. We can go to Jesus and ask Him in behalf of other people's needs. Ang kagandahan dito sa storya na to, yung faith natin, we can please God. And literally, with the faith that we have to believe for someone who is in need, God can answer it. Kaya nga dito pumapasok yung intercession. Kaya dito pong pumapasok yung tinasabi natin, stand in the gap. In behalf of these people, kanina sinabi ni Diane, pag-pray po natin yung bansa natin. Dito pumapasok, Lord, in behalf of our country, in behalf of our president who is not a Christian and yet not perfect, I'm praying for him. Why? Because that's what the Bible tells us. We are responsible to pray for our president. He is our president. No matter how, you know, someone is victim of all this, EJK, tama ba yan? Whatever that is, we are to stand in the gap. So we could ask for, we could ask and approach Jesus in faith for someone who is in need. Let me ask you, is there someone that you know who needs healing? Is there someone who knows who needs provision? Do you know someone who needs prosperity, restoration, salvation? Whatever that is for God to move, you can ask in faith and God is going to meet it. Can you say amen? Verse 50, here's what he said. Jesus said to him, go, your son will live. Jesus gave a word. Your son will live. He didn't show some signs and wonders, but he said to the official, guess what? You go, your son will live. The man believed the word and that Jesus spoke to him and he went on his way. There was a declaration. Jesus declared his word. In the point of desperation, what do? Number one, you go to Jesus. Secondly, you ask in faith. Thirdly, you got to believe to receive the word. Just like the official, I hope you hold on to God's word. No matter what, for 5 years, 10 years, I haven't seen my prayer answered. I'm still hanging on to the word of God no matter what. Many have the faith. Listen to this is very important. Many have the faith to ask, but not have the faith to receive. Pagdating sa asking, grabe, talagang with boldness to, with full confidence. Lord, I ask in faith if it's your will. Lord, sabi mo, whatever we ask for in prayer, believe that we receive it and it's gonna be ours. But the question is, would you have the faith to receive? Would you believe that it's really gonna come? Exactly. The exact thing that you prayed for, would you believe it? No options. No option B, no option C. Whatever you ask for, Lord, I take your word for it. Because that's what you said. Why would God heal? Because the word of God says so. The word of God says, by his stripes, by the blood of Jesus, we are healed. Why would God provide for you? Because the Bible says, okay, that God will meet all our needs according to Christ Jesus and his riches. Not according to my own ability, not according to my resources, not according to me. It is according to who Christ is, that he is faithful in his word. Can you say amen? The guy believed and he received that word. And guess what? Demonstration happens. What is that? Jesus brought forth the miracle through the word. Folks, listen to this. Are you believing God for something? You know what you need? You need the word of God. You need to have that faith to believe God for the supernatural. You need to have that faith to believe God for the provision. You need to have that faith to believe God for salvation. You need to have the faith to believe God for your provision and breakthrough and restoration and salvation. Whatever the needs you got, you need to have that word of God in you. Are you here with me? Sinabi na ni Lord, go, your son will live. He took it personally. He was desperate. He asked in faith, but he believed that word. And so what happened was in verse 51, as he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. And so he asked them, verse 52, the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. Verse 53, the father knew that was the same hour or that hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live. And he himself believed and all his household. Woo! Amazing. Why? Because Jesus healed the official son exactly the word that he spoke. Seventh hour. That's the time that Jesus spoke that word. He received the word and the miracle came in. Not only that, the amazing thing is this. When sometimes we think for God to meet our needs, you know what? God had another plan. It's not just a matter of meeting the needs of his people. It's a matter of causing faith to rise up. What was the result? The official son, along with his whole household, they rose up in faith and got saved. How many of you wants to see our families get saved? Folks, listen. Sometimes di natin alam. Akala lang natin si Lord miracle worker. Pero gagamitin ni Lord yung every need to create a vast hole of emptiness in the hearts of people so that they're going to cry out to God. And because of a miracle that God will bring forth, guess what? He will cause the whole household to be saved. Are you here with me? What are the lessons we could learn from this story? God's miracle happens when we ask in faith and believe his word. You want miracle to happen? Can you ask in faith? Will you believe to receive his word? When you do that, God's miracle will come. Can you say amen? Amen. I'll give you an assurance. I am not the healer. The church victory is not the healer, but Jesus is. But you got to have the faith to ask and believe his word. Amen? Second, God's miracle comes even when we ask in faith for others. Hindi lang po sa sarili natin. yung mga kakilala natin, yung mga nangangailangan. We could have the faith to believe for them. Yung mga kaibigan natin, kapamilya natin, si mama, si daddy, kung sino man sila, whatever the situation is, we could come in faith and believe God for them. And if you have it, let me tell you this, God is gonna move and He's gonna give you that miracle. Not only that, God's miracle displayed is not just to bring healing, but salvation to the lost. Woo! Hindi lang para pakita ni Lord na miracle worker siya. Ang gusto ni Lord, package. Magbibigay din man lang ako ng miracle. I want to make sure that they're all gonna get saved. That should be our perspective. God's heart for the lost, He can use empty vessel, every need, an opportunity for Him to bring His miracles so that He could bring salvation. Don't forget this, my friends. Believing in God's word grows your faith in God. Believing in God's word grows your faith in God. Here's the question. How do you receive, how do you feed yourself with God's word? Is it only through Sunday like this? It's not going to work. It's only through Victory Group's meetings? It's not going to work. You got to feed yourself with God's word. You got to read, meditate, pray for that word to happen so that faith will rise up upon us so we could ask in faith, receive God's word in faith, and it's just a matter of time. Lord, sabi mo naman to, hindi ko naman problema to. Problema mo yan, Lord. Are you here with me? Here's the question. What are you desperately believing God for? For God to bring that miracle in your life today. What are you asking God for desperately in your lifetime, in your life right now? What are you asking God for? Are you desperate enough? Go to Jesus. Ask in faith. Believe to receive God's word. What are you believing God for desperately? For the members of your family, for your business, for your best friend, for your moms and dads, your brothers and sisters who are not here in church but have their own problems, what are you believing God for? Do you know that God can bring forth that miracle? As we ask in faith in their behalf, God is going to come and bring forth that miracle. Can you say amen? Last but not the least, God wants to bring that miracle, but God also wants to bring salvation. Today, I want to believe God for a miracle. I want to pray right here, right now. I'm trusting the Lord. He is a God who works mighty with signs and wonders and miracles. If you're here today and if you're believing God for your healing, right here, right now, well, Jesus can heal you. But the question is, would you have the faith to ask? Would you have the faith to receive? God will bring forth His miracle. Can we all stand on our feet right now? Thank you, Jesus. As we stand in our feet right now, just between you and God, will you go to Jesus right here? Maybe in the past, you've been praying, Lord, parang ba't hindi nag-work? Dahil ba, Lord, wala ako sa church? Hindi ba ako ganun ka-committed? Hindi yun eh. It's a question of faith. Will you go to Jesus today and meet Christ? Will you go to Jesus just like the official who has the authority and power and all the influence and wealth, but yet He went as a father towards His Son? In behalf of the Son, He came. Right here, right now. Do you have that need? Or do you have that need for someone else? Will you come in faith? Just between you and God. Lord, we come to you today with our hearts open wide. Lord, we are not worthy. No one is worthy. But yet, Lord God, it doesn't disqualify us of coming to you because you want to see faith. And even as we come today, Lord, we're believing for signs and wonders and miracles. Lord, we ask for faith, even for the official son who got healed, because the official have that faith to receive. And he went out with that faith, believing your word. Lord, you said, all our needs will be met. If you are here today in this service, hearing this word, whatever needs you have, you're believing for a miracle. Is it prosperity? Is it promotion? Is it salvation? Is it breakthrough? Is it healing? Miracle right now? Would you raise up your hands and say, Lord, in faith, I'm raising up my hand and I'm asking you. Would you ask God right now, just like the official who came to Jesus and asked him in faith? Would you ask in faith right here, right now? I want to stand and agree with your faith. Just say a prayer as your hand's being raised. Just between you and God, say a prayer. Lord, in faith, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Lord, for this need to be met. I'm asking you for this miracle. I'm asking you for breakthrough. I'm asking you, Lord God, for me personally. Lord, right now, as we raise up your hands, Lord, you are moved not by need, but you're moved with faith. And Lord, we come to you today, hearts open wide, our hands raised, knowing that you are the answer, Lord. Just ask before the Lord today. Just ask before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you right here, right now, that you are the one who's going to meet all our needs. You are a miracle worker. And Lord, I thank you for this faith, to believe for the supernatural. As your hands are being raised, some of you here, you're asking for healing. Right here, right now, Lord, I declare the power of God, that healing power that comes from the blood of Jesus, that you said, by your stripes, by the blood of Jesus, we are healed. And those who are asking healing today, as we're raising up our hands, Lord, thank you. You're reaching out to them. And Lord God, you're answering that prayer of faith. Just ask the Lord right now. I believe the Lord is healing you supernaturally. Right here, right now, in Jesus' name, I declare your power over your people's lives. Thank you, Lord God, for this miracle. I declare that today, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you are a turnaround specialist. From nothing to something. Lord, create new limbs. Create new organs, Lord. Create, Lord God, this feeling of pain to be gone in the name of Jesus. I declare healing of our bodies today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So, Father, today we ask in faith and we receive it by faith, the healing power of Christ with His blood over us. Thank you for this healing. Let's receive your healing today. Jesus works mightily with His miracles and signs and wonders. Thank you, Lord. As you're asking for your need, is there someone you know who are in need as well? Would you ask Jesus for that person who is in need? If you know someone just like his son who needs life, what about you? Who can you believe God for that breakthrough and victory to come in someone else's lives that you know? Would you ask right here, right now? Just ask for that miracle. Just ask for that need to be met in the name of Jesus. Right here, right now. Just ask the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, in behalf of those people who are in need, our relatives, our loved ones, our wives, our husbands, our mom and dads, our brothers and sisters, our immediate family, Lord, our friends who are in need today. Lord, we're standing in the gap, just like the official son, in behalf of that need. Lord, today I'm asking for healing. I'm asking for breakthrough. I'm asking for victory. I'm asking for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.